Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Swing and a broken bat, comebacker. Kirkering knocks it down, picks it up, throws wildly home to the backstop, and the season is over. And Kirkering, who had an easy out at first base, the inning was over. But he threw wildly to the plate, all the way to the backstop. And the Phillies season has come to an end.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 3 through the Phillies season, Larry Anderson joins us. And unfortunately, the Phillies season is over, so this is our final time with L.A. for the year. L.A., thank you for this one final call for the 2025 season.
You got it, and thank you guys for all your support through the season. It's always enjoyable.
Appreciate it, brother.
We were hoping that this would be a different kind of call on this Wednesday after the last time we talked, but unfortunately it isn't. So I hate to bring up bad moments, but I need to know what was going through your head and your heart as the ball dribbles to Orion Kirkering and he throws the ball away. Like, what is going through your mind when you see that?
Oh, no. I mean, it just, so many things happen. You just, like, first of all, I'll be the first to admit, I was not a good fielding pitcher. I would do everything I could possibly to get out of the way of any ball. But when it's hit like that, you don't have much choice. You have to try and catch it. And it was such an easy play. And I've butchered balls like that before. But I just thought, oh my God, just seeing Realmuto pointing to first, I'm like, and you just go, why didn't you just throw to first?
Yeah.
But, you know, I truly appreciate, I know it was brought up in the interview with Scott Lauber, an Inquirer, the about 93 he brought up, talking about what Mitch went through. And I was talking about how I pitched inning before and I put Mitch in a bad situation. You know, but Mitch stood up and took it, and Ryan did the same thing, which I think you have to do. I mean, some guys might want to skirt around the issue, but in this town you can't. And if you stand up to it and you just own up to it and just say, he just panicked. I panicked. And you know, when Scott talked about what do you do, I said, well, he can't do anything to change it. I said, you know, it's the last game of the season. It's the last play of the season. He's going to be in his head all year. And he said, how do you get over it? I said, he's got to go out and just do everything he can to be the best Orion Kirkering he can be next year and force everybody to forget about it. And that's all he can do. There's nothing else. And it's just, you know, like I said in the interview, it was like he looked nervous to me. But it's not a bad thing. It's just you have to learn how to make those nerves work for you, not against you.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's all you can do. It's just when it happened, it's like, oh no. But there's nothing you can do. You can't, like, anybody that's perfect, you can say whatever you want. But if you haven't been perfect in your career, then you can't get on him. I mean, you can feel bad, you can be upset, you can be frustrated, but it's just, it happens. Those things happen, and you know, you feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah, I think largely I was surprised everybody sort of felt the same way, that you're upset that it happened, but I didn't see this wave of get this guy out of town. I think we were on the air the next day, and most people were pretty sympathetic to Kirkering, said, you know, if we score more than one run, we're not in that situation. You know, if Duran doesn't walk a guy in, we're not in that situation. I think people were pretty much in the same place. But then I started to think about what you were talking about, and there have been athletes in many sports who have a moment like that and then lose it you know, and not right afterwards, but can never quite get back what they had as an athlete. And I hope that Orion Kerkering is able to put this behind him and power on, because he's got great stuff. You know, the kid's still got a lot of great potential as a relief pitcher.
Yeah. Oh, no question. I mean, his arm, his stuff, and I think it's if nothing else, it's a tremendous learning lesson for him to be able to go out there and almost a couple things. One thing is get it in your head before every pitch, before every, you know, if the ball's kicked back to you, what am I going to do? What, you know, you have to run through things in your head, and it's like a Derek Jeter or a Chase Utley, or thinking ahead when they would make plays, and you go, how could he do that? How could he? But it's because they're thinking ahead. They're putting themselves, allowing for what could happen, and putting themselves in that position to know what they're going to do ahead of time. And I think that's something he'll be able to do. I think the other thing is he'll be able to go out there and go, you know what? Screw you guys. I had a tough go last year, that last game of the season. But I'm going to show you something, and take that attitude of I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out here and to hell with everything else. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show them. And that's all you can do, and make people forget about it.
Yeah, I tell you what I think, LA. I think it's going to be helpful or beneficial to him. The way Topper handled it, him coming off the field, his teammates in the clubhouse, how they spoke to the media, sort of in defense and having empathy for him. But I also say for us as a fan base in the media, I don't necessarily want to give us a pat on the back or anything, but like Spike said, I don't think most fans and media have put the brunt of that on Orion Kerkering. It's almost like we understand and feel where he's coming from and feel bad for him. So I think, at least I hope, that would help him get past this and move past it. I know from a individual standpoint, as a competitor, he's going to hold that in because he feel like he let his teammates down. But it certainly should help that we aren't piling on him about the situation. At least I don't think most people are.
No, I think because there's three other guys that they could pile on much more than Kerkering.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
And I'm pretty
sure
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, for sure. Me, yes. Ike, and Jack. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's one thing that so many people come back to. It's like, we wouldn't be talking about this. We wouldn't be talking about the bunt play. We wouldn't be talking about a runner getting thrown out or bad base. We wouldn't be talking about that if things happened the way that we expected them and the players themselves expected things to happen. It changes everything.
So the Phillies lose in the division round just like last year, lose in four games just like last year, though they lose to a really, really, really good team and did show, I think, a different amount of fight, even in a loss, than they did against the Mets a year ago. When you look back at the season, I guess if you're to encapsulate it, and here's how I feel about the 2025 season, how do you think about it?
I look at it like they had a heck of a year, but I also look at it like we got beat by the best team in baseball. I do. I mean, they prove that you can't do what we did and not go, well, they beat us. You know, there were things that we could have done better. But they came out and did what they had to do. They got the big hit when they needed it. They got the pitching. They're starting pitching. We've already seen two games in the NLCS that kind of shows the dominance of that pitching staff, and what those starters can do is just, it's amazing. And maybe with Wheeler healthy, maybe they're not the best team in baseball. Maybe we are.
Yeah.
But that's a big loss for us, I think. And I mean, between that and also with Jose, with Alvarado, mm-hmm. I mean, doing what he did and having that happen, that changes a lot of things too. And so I think you look back and go, we got beat. We could have done some things different, but it still comes down to, you know, to me offensively, you know, you go back to runners in scoring position. We talked about a lot all through this year. 6 for 30 in the four games or four games.
Four games, yeah.
Yeah. And 6 for 30, that's not really getting it done. And you know, we struggled when we couldn't afford to. Against a staff like that and against that team, you can't afford to struggle like that. And we did. They beat us. It's just As simple as that. The one thing I would like to say, and I hope I'm not getting off subject, but I mentioned some things with myself, with my broadcasting, and things that have happened in the past. And I mentioned two names that I want to make sure that these aren't two of the people I was talking about. And Dave Dombrowski, who I mentioned that, you know, they might not like what I'm broadcasting, what I'm saying on the air, and John Middleton, our owner. They have been nothing but professional with me, and neither have ever said one thing to me about, I wish you wouldn't say this, or I wish you wouldn't say, you know, they've been. Dave Dombrowski, I have the utmost respect for, and I honestly believe he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's just done a tremendous job. Everything he does doesn't always work out perfect, but most of what he does has. And so I just wanted to clarify that, to make sure there's no thoughts that, well, they were getting on me or slapping my hand or saying something to me. They were not, absolutely not. So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
They might feel it in their gut, but they certainly did. Yeah.
They absolutely might.
Yep. So let me ask you this. So looking ahead to next year, this team's been in the playoffs four straight years. If I'm to say, LA, there's one thing about, you can change anything about this team. I'm not asking for specific personnel, but there's right. something about this team that we need to make better for next year. What is that? Like, what are the players? What can you change? Again, not specifically, but what is the skills that they need better for next year to give this team an even better shot?
Bat to ball skills. I think not just bat to ball, putting balls in play,
yeah.
cutting down on the strikeouts, and not, you know, I mean, I thought we did that a lot this year better than we had in the past, but then it's like when we got to the playoffs, it was almost like we got to hit a home run. It's like, no, you can get a base hit, but it didn't. I just, our inability to put balls in play at times, I think they need some guys that can hit for average, guys that are consistently ball guys that put the ball in play. I think a couple of guys like that would help a lot.
I know this isn't the guy that you're talking about in terms of a guy that puts the ball in play, but you could see in game two, in the bottom of the ninth, when Castellanos just puts the bat on the ball and it ends up in play and ends up being a double, it just shows the difference between striking out and putting the ball in play in what you can do if you're just trying to get the ball in play. You know, it's things can happen. The guys can throw the ball away. Orion Kerkering can throw the ball into the stands, but he can't do it if you're striking out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of my feelings is just, I mean, it's a good team. It's a fearful team, but if the team's struggling and it's, you know, offensively and at the top where we had a lot of strikeouts, a lot of balls, a lot of hittable balls. And I think they talked about it, you know, we didn't do this, you know, and they're all like, you know, each one to a man was like myself included, you know, we didn't do this, myself included. It's like, yeah, that happened. We didn't put the ball in play near as much as we should have, and not just the home run. But I think that's one thing that I thought that Schwarber did so great this year was putting the ball in play, especially, you know, the first half of the season or throughout most of the season. He was putting the ball in play. He got a lot of RBIs that weren't from home runs. And that's, I think we need more of that instead of thinking about the home. I don't know if they're thinking. I mean, I can't put my mind, I can't say what they're thinking when they get up there. Maybe they were just trying to put the ball in play, but with some of the swings, it doesn't look like it. It didn't look like it to me.
I don't know. Well, 117 days till pitchers and catchers, and we do it all they can.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Go Eagles.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. As I said, 117 days.
We got our own problems over here. Yeah. We got our own problems over here.
Well, thank you as always, LA. I mean, it's awesome having you on the show every week, and this season, absolutely no exception. So thank you for everything for this year. And I don't know. Maybe we'll go get them next year.
That's Yeah, let's not say that again after next year.
Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, Alan.
Do it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all.
All right, brother.
There he is. Sir. Larry Anderson, 215-592-9494. Get back to our main thing on Carson Wentz after Ike tells you about stateside.
Yep, football season is in full swing, so be sure to stock up on the tailgate must-have. Now, there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka and real brewed tea, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
All right, so we start the show off. It is a Wednesday, and the Eagles may face Carson Wentz on Sunday. We're just talking, looking back on that era. Now that Carson's been gone for a few years, we've won a Super Bowl. He's been on a few teams. Do you look back at that era from the good times? Do you look at the bad times? Are you rooting for him? Are you not rooting for him? Do you not care? 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping? Happy Wednesday, baby.
It is Wednesday.
What up, Yosh?
Were you a Wentz guy, Yosh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, I was, okay. Man. But, hey, man, what's the name? I got popular on the show from a Wentz call, man. What's the name? That's when Johnny Marks and Ike Reese said that was fire. Keep on calling. Hey, man, I love the dude, man. What's the name at that time? Let me take you down memory lane real quick. On March 9, 2016, Howard found a sucker in Miami. He said, he made the call. He said, hey, suckers. Let me get that 8. Take this 13 and take these two studs, Byron Mike Maxwell and Kiko Alonso. You know y'all like Kiko. Y'all used to have him. They bid it April 20th. He hit Cleveland up. He said, hey, suckers. I mean, hey, neighbor. Let me holler at you. What's name? You want to trade? They traded. And I'm so happy that Jeff Fisher was stuck on Jared Goff because we got 6'5", 240 pounds, Carolina born like me and Ike Reese out of North Dakota.
Oh, how about that? Yeah.
No, come on, Ike Reese.
Hey, I do.
Hey, boy, what's name? Hey, man, the Borman, hey, man, I remember the Washington game. You know what? It was 3 defenders on him. He said, no, 30 long, first down, 17-yard scramble. Washington again. Stepped up in the pocket. Get off me, chump. Dr. Corey Cement. Call him Corey Cement because the boy ran heavy. What's the name? Touchdown. Oh, man. How about the spin move against the Bears, Ike Reese? Not just a spin move. 360 degrees.
Jared Goff does his 14 touchdown passes this year.
Oh, man. What's the
throwing it out there. All right. Sorry.
He rolled out. He said, hey, best friend, Zach Ertz. Touchdown. I mean, and there's so many more. The Byron Scott Dart, what's name, against New York to tie the game up. The 72-yard bomb to daggone Nelson, and Nelson got jiggy with it at the end. I mean, we know how the Rams game went. The boy scored the touchdown, dove in there. They called it back. He came back in there, threw a dart to Alshon, and then we said, what?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
He tore his ACL. That boy was a beast, man. If he kept that 2017 energy, man, old redhead would still be here pumping, man. I don't care what they talking about, Ike Reese.
I'm with
that
you.
That boy was a bad boy. Let that rock go. Oh, my goodness. I love you, man.
That was such a great horse noise, Yosh. It really was. It was top tier.
Are you rooting for him now, Yosh? Do you still follow?
Yeah. Hey, man, I put him on my fantasy team, 2 years ago, and everybody picked that. I loved him so much. I won't go put him in the game. I just wanted him on my team for a little while. No, I'm talking about Ike Reese.
I do.
Like when he was here for the Eagles, I got to the championship with him on my team. Talk to me, baby. Hey, man, and on my way out the door, I want to speak on something real quick. Hey, wife, this ain't going to be pornographic.
Let me
I am not tough to live with. She loves it.
Oh, sorry.
She may tune me out. She may tune me out, but she loves it. I'm all right looking. I ain't bad on the eyes. I'm Ford tough. I'm Peter built. Catch it. Mama ain't raised no punk. The checks are steady and ready. She can tune me out every day. Long as it ain't on Friday and Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? Ike Reese. The train is pulling into the station, baby. Love y'all cats, baby.
He is special.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she tunes him out. But, I mean, I'm sure that there's no way I don't encounter that in my life as well. I get tuned out at home.
Oh, yeah.
Quite often, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or we can do a thing now with, you know, when you walk around the house with AirPods on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're on that stage.
Oh, well, you ain't been married 20 plus years.
I know. I know. See, I just troll Jill. And then when she gets upset, I'm just joking. Yeah. She doesn't appreciate the joke.
No. Yeah. I use the same thing. I was like, why do you nudge me? Why? And I said, I am trying to make you laugh. And she said, you are the only one laughing.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing. You're laughing. Yeah.
Annoying.
Yeah, I'm annoying. Yeah.
Well, like Jill asked me to do something. I won't do it. And then, like, you know, 5 minutes later, I say, do you want me to do that? And she'll give me this look of, like, exasperation.
Yeah. And did I ask you to do that already?
I'm like, I know. I got it.
See, I've already passed those phases in life.
Now you just got AirPods in.
Well, she listens to an audio book. She's listening to something on an iPod or an audio book.
Yeah.
I mean, a podcast or an audio book.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just her way of saying, I didn't hear you.
It's kind of weird that Joe would ask you to do something, you wouldn't do it. I've never experienced anything like that.
You guys are tough, man. Both you and Jill. We're all just trying to do our best.
She ever asked you to put a document together for
the producers?
For your other wives? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I put it together.
Yeah, sure you did.
Everyone gets it.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. You're rooting for Carson. Do you remember the good times or the bad times? Coming up next, it is Wednesday, 3:30. There are rumors that Broads is here for Flyers and 50. Uh-oh. So we'll get an update on the Fly Boys, who won their first game of the year a couple nights ago, right?
Yeah.
I think we'll see if Broads is all fired up with the gear that he has when he's at home. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend.
Come on, bro.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend.
Right, okay. What? What?
Are you kidding me? You're just like Buzz.
Screwed it up. Yep. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is an appropriate Twitter question. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who are you more interested in this season, the Flyers or the Sixers? Ike, what do you think the poll result is at?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. Flyers or the Sixers? I'm going to go slightly Flyers.
Ooh.
I'm going to go slightly Flyers, 53%.
65%.
Flyers?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It shows how desperate we are. Yeah. We are desperate.
How about that?
Broads joins us in studio for Flyers and 50. Hello, Broads.
Gentlemen,
yeah,
I have notes. I deserve way more than 60-second, 50-second. What the
50.
Hell is the bit? A 50?
50.
Okay, I'll shove that up your rear end.
What?
I don't know. Okay. I'm fired up.
Okay.
Hit
his thing.
Already?
Hit his thing.
Already?
Hit his thing.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
Sean Couturier, baby, the captain! dead. He looks 18. He looks healthy. He's moving clean out there. Game winner. Ew! What a filthy pass by Zegras! That's why you go and get the kid. That was ridiculous. I can't even speak. I mean, I'm just thinking about the great play. It's outrageous. And then you got the breakaway goal from the captain posting in. So glorious. But the big story, unfortunately, is Matvei Michkov looks out of shape. The Spittin' Chicklets guys say they heard some things, and a day later, all I get from Rick Tocchet is, oh, we had an ankle injury. No one heard about the ankle injury until the moment things started to go viral. So it smells funky, and when it smells funky, I gotta do the research and start digging. I'm not done yet, damn it!
Okay.
I let him cook.
Yeah, I said, go ahead.
I said Forster! Bobby breaking Noah Cates is my favorite line of all time. These kids are just out there mucking, grinding, sniping, twine, you name it. These guys are phenomenal. I love this line. Best line I've ever seen. They keep me on the edge of my seat, and they get me all flyered up, baby! Let's go, Flyers!
Flyers are 1-2.
So, one and one.
One and one. Oh, right, because we count the overtime loss as a
Well, they should have won that game, to be fair.
All I want to talk about is Fatty.
I knew that was coming.
What is going on with Michkov? We have a problem with our prize possession here. This is because we thought last year.
By the way, ahead of Zach Wheeler on people's top 11 list.
Yeah, some people. Hey, Kaney. And was he? Wasn't a friend. Was not a
Broach.
Not
team?
A Broach.
No.
Did you add him on your list, though?
Well, of course. He was 10.
Well, here's what I want to ask.
So, well, why isn't Bobby Brink over him now?
That's a great question.
So what I want to ask is, last year we had this thing where Torts was benching Michkov, and we said, you can't bench him. You got to let him get ice time. And we come into this year, and once again, it seems like the guy's not prepared to play. Is he a head case? What's going on here?
It's a great question. Tocchet was asked after the game in Carolina when he didn't get a shift, and he said, I went with the guys that were skating. And my eyes tell me he's 50,000 steps behind everybody else. Like, this guy looks slow as hell out there. So I saw some things better in this third game, but game one and two, it was rough. So all I can say is when I watch him, he just strictly looks out of shape to me. I don't know what else is. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. If it's an ankle that limited him in the offseason, well, then that's why he's out of shape. But no matter why, whether it's just because his own doing or if there is an actual injury, I watch a guy and it looks like he is out of shape. I'm just telling you what it is. And it's disappointing because he headed into the offseason apparently with a whole list of things with Danny Briere. And he said, this is what I'm going to work on the offseason. During the offseason, everyone's all fired up. This guy's doing this. What a warrior. What a winner. And then he comes in and he's five steps behind everybody else. I mean, that's kind of disappointing. So I'm disappointed by it big time. It hurts. It hurts.
I mean, listen, we're talking about building something. What is it? Brick by brick, right?
Brick by brick.
That's the mantra we're using. And I'm sure he's one of the main bricks that they're trying to use to build this foundation. Yeah, so it's got to be disappointing when a guy you're tabbing as one of your franchise pieces is not ready to go at the beginning of the season. It's not a good sign. We went through this with Joel Embiid early in his career, right? Not being in shape and things of that nature. The talent is there. Right? Mm-hmm. You say the talent is there, you got to get the head right.
Right, and maybe it's just one of those things where young coming over from the KHL, different country, doesn't speak English, and there's a lot to learn here, and he's trying to mature, but I'll tell you what, from a fan perspective, and that's all I can speak to, obviously, it does suck. Like, this is the last thing I thought. When we would do Flyers in 50, and I was excited for the season, I would have never thought in a million years I'd be standing here with my stick in my hands, all jerseyed up, going,
rub my stick,
saying Matvei Michkov looks slow as molasses, and it looks like he's got his head on his rear end.
Looks slow. He's on skates, though. It makes you go faster when you're on the skates.
You would think.
Yeah.
But so is everybody else.
Oh,
and,
right.
And
I hadn't thought about that.
He's actually probably not getting picked apart as much because, all jokes aside, I do love the line of Cates, Brink, Forster, but Couturier looks so good after so many back surgeries, and these young kids are shining, that if they weren't stealing the headlines, then he probably will get roasted even more.
Well, yeah. You mentioned Embiid early on. You probably remember this. They tried doing the public shaming thing by giving Keith Pompey the, hey, he's 300 pounds thing, you know, and all the story about the Shirley Temples. That's how that got.
I remember that.
But they tried. It didn't work.
It did not work.
It didn't
and
work.
He almost rebelled against it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work. It's really, how old is Michkov?
Probably 21, maybe 20, okay. 21, and that 22, in that range ish. I don't remember off the top of my head, but he's a young pup.
He's old enough to go out.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm sure he had a couple of cold ones in the offseason. Sure, look, there was a Twitter picture that
English
was going viral.
Not a problem then, huh?
They looked a little.
Yeah. Got used to the country pretty easy.
Yeah. The ankle was good there.
Yeah.
The ankle was good there. Now, I got to do this because Rod would destroy me if not. Let me tell you something. I was telling Ike this.
Oh, he's going to give us another play.
Well, I'm just time out.
What are we calling it again?
I didn't bring the Broads board today.
Okay.
And I wasn't thinking about it. The first thing Rod says to me the second I walk
in, the board?
Where's the board? And I'm like, dude, I don't have the board. So it took him 30 minutes to deep clean this whiteboard that he had behind his...
Dude, what are his priorities?
Yeah, I know.
Fantasy football.
I gotta admit, I like it, though.
And why does he have a whiteboard?
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm just saying,
I'm still waiting for you guys to schedule you versus the camera golf. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the guy's cleaning,
basketball.
Even the first one. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Elbow grease. I mean, I'm telling you, elbow grease, spit. He used a loogie on this thing to clean it just for this segment.
Okay.
Disgusting, I know. Yeah. But all I'm saying is you got Sean Couturier in the slot. That goal by Cootsie was just, the way I labeled is who's your daddy, what's he do?
Is that what you're describing to
us? Yeah. So Zegras is behind the net. Everyone said Zegras was soft and can't play in the corners. So far, I've seen two apples from this kid that's just tremendous work with his body.
Apples?
That's an assist.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to get as many apples as you can. This guy's just working behind the goal line. Two bodies in his way. He's using the boards for leverage. This dude just sends a nice backhand marinara right to Cootsie. One tees it in, and then you get the GWG, which is the game winner. They were up 2-0. It goes 2-2. You're kind of nervous. You're sweating it out against the Stanley Cup champions. You went back-to-back with the cup, and then Zegras saves the day with just a beauty, filthy dish.
That wasn't that
something.
Good of a diagram. Well, did you see him... He's drawn. Do you see the top of it?
Well, I'm on radio.
Okay.
Well. You know, I'm trying.
You're on YouTube also.
Yeah.
Well, where's the main priority of our listenership?
I don't know. You brought a whiteboard.
I didn't. Our boss did.
Well, my only point is that
you
he did it because he wants you to... Illustrated
wants you to
YouTube
brand it.
People.
Yeah.
Yes. The people listening to us on the radio can't see it.
Yeah.
I came in here so excited to talk about the greatness of this hockey team.
Yeah.
And you're telling me 8 minutes in, I'm getting roasted for a whiteboard?
The greatness of this hockey team, they've won one out of three games.
Last week, they stink.
And
still.
The star is fat.
But a new star was born.
Brink by Brink.
Bobby. Dude.
Not bad.
That's awesome.
Brink by Brink?
I'm a Bobby Brinksman.
Okay.
I'm just saying, can I get one thing from you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Thursday night football. Whoop-dee-damn-dee.
I'll watch the Flyboys tomorrow.
I want a report from you two.
Yeah.
Okay. From what you... Flyers, Winnipeg.
Yeah.
If that's not a game that gets you pumped.
Yeah.
Flyers, Jets.
I cheat on Spike's paper.
Yeah, I'll tell him in the morning what happened.
How about Porter Bartone? You watching any Michigan State University hockey? He scored his first shift. Like, you're a Porter Bartonesman. You said that to me. You looked me in my eyes at the Puck It Up party, and you said, Bruce, that's my guy! And you're telling me you didn't watch one shift?
Not one.
Oh, my God.
But I am still on board with
you. No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
I'll watch Flyers, Jeff.
This is what I need you guys to do.
How many things?
I want you
each. 340.
One player. Pick one player to watch for the season, and I want descriptive analysis.
How about this?
Michkov. That's what we want to watch.
Give me a guy. Who should I pick?
Bobby Brink.
Well, but that's your. I'll take that guy.
You could be a Brinksman.
All right. I'll be a Brinksman. Okay. I will watch Bobby Brink. Okay. What number is he?
10.
That's a good hockey number.
That's a good
number.
They
gave LeClaire's number.
That's a good number.
Bobby Brink.
Okay. All right. I'll watch Bobby Brink. I'll tell you what I saw.
Okay.
All right.
Any brothers on the team? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
Just checking.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, Chuck is going to be mad about
Wayne
that, too.
Simmons,
he's already got the problem with the Phillies.
My Wayne Simmons jersey.
I love Simmer, man. I love Simmer.
All right.
I'll go Zegras.
Okay.
That's a good... See, this I'm is what I need out of you.
I'm waiting on Michkov.
Yeah, he can be Michkov.
Just watch how slow he is. That's all.
What about Owen Just the Tippett?
I'm not a big Owen Tippett guy. Owen, just the tip? What are
That's
you doing over
saying.
There?
Yeah. What
are we What's doing? His name? Owen.
Owen Tippett.
So
Owen
you Tippett. Said just the Tippett. You I said just that, the man. Tip.
Yeah, it's
what
a good
hell
name.
What's wrong with you,
just
man?
The Tippett.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Jesus, I'm leaving.
Were you, real quick, were yeah. you a, were, today's a Wednesday. We're looking back on the Wednesday. Were you a Wentz guy?
Oh, yeah, he
The biggest.
Was.
Oh, okay. Could you imagine 2016, 2017,
Brodes? I know Brodes was an LTV.
I'll never forget this quote I had.
You were a YouTube guy at that point, right, too?
Yeah, yeah.
You were just like, no!
It was so heavy in Carson Wentz that I remember the day they drafted Jalen. I said, there'll never be anything for me to justify this stupid garbage pick, and I'll never support it. And now here I am on the other side being the biggest Jalen guy in the world.
Watch how they switch sides.
Yep, stay on that side.
Yeah. When are you on when are you on WIP again, bros?
Tomorrow.
Okay, when?
11 o'clock after Thursday night football, and then Friday after you, and then Saturday at 3. A little bang, bang, bang. You know
wow,
what I'm saying?
Wow, three straight days three straight of
Brodes. I'm looking at a threesome.
No, it's just Brodes. It's just, yeah. All right, Brodes. Thank you as always, man. Great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
See you, gentlemen.
215-592-9494. You know who else does a great job? Guida. They do a great job replacing your windows and doors. They're also not going to scream at you like Brodes just did. What I'm going to scream at you, though, is that you do need to replace your old drafty windows and perhaps a door or two, maybe three. Right now, a great time for Guida. Great time. They're buy one, get one off, get one half off sale happening right now on all qualifying windows and doors. For every door or window you buy, you get one for 50% off. You say, Spike, does it have to be window to window, door to door? No, 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 no. Mix and match to suit your needs. Perhaps buy a insulated front entry door, get a window at half price. Buy a window at half price, get a storm door at half price. Anything that you need. The more that you get, the more that you save. The more windows and doors you buy, the more you're going to get at half off. You're also going to start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. It's a limited time. Restrictions apply. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get yourself all the details and a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Brodes is doing the unthinkable.
Is what?
He's making me like kind of interested.
He's turning
in the Flyers.
Us into Flyers fans. Yes.
What were the official Flyers show in the city?
No, I know. Yeah. But that was always just a bit. Like,
no, he's actually making you interested in the team.
And that's hard to do.
I agree with Fritz.
You know I'm going to watch this stupid
we'll
game.
Show you
now.
Are.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah.
Aren't the Sixers playing tomorrow?
No, they play Friday.
Friday.
And maybe Joel Embiid's going to play.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, our own little fatty. The Flyers got their fatty.
He's skinny now.
He is. He does. It's not just the first picture and the first video.
I've seen him.
You see all of it. Yeah. He looks the skinniest he's ever looked.
Not AI.
No. No. It's real. Yeah. It's real.
They're not doctoring the images?
No. Then they have to doctor even the videos from all the reporters. They all...
Yes, we're with you, Spike.
Okay.
Maybe
we sorry,
do the three.
Sorry.
Maybe the entire 3:30 segment on Wednesdays is just semi excited about the winter sports around
yeah.
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea.
I mean, come on.
Flyers and Sixers.
Yeah, Flyers and 50, then Sixers and 60.
Oh, I like it.
There it is.
I like it. Look at us.
There it is. Oh, what if the Sixers?
Four
are
for
good?
Four.
Don't let Joel Embiid drop 30 in the opener.
Will he be as good as Mitchkov?
Don't let him drop 30 in the opener.
Look, Mitchkov's got to grow up. By
look,
the way, we got to hold him accountable.
The good news for Mitchkov is it only took Joel Embiid till he was 31 years old to lose the weight.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So they only have a decade to wait for Mitchkov.
Well, I love Bros being like, "Well, no one's really talking about it." Like, it's like, well, the Philly just lost in embarrassing fashion,
yeah.
and the Eagles are collapsing in front of our brain.
Yeah, like, we haven't gotten around to Mitchkov
well,
yet.
Well, let us know when old Meatoff's figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Mitchkov is lucky. The guy
right,
comes
he's
in.
Hiding under this.
Yeah, well, everybody's like, yeah, he's kind of fat. He looks real slow. Are you kidding me? This is supposed to be the guy. He's supposed to be the guy that they're building around. All right.
Where's Al Morgani at?
Yeah. 215-5, probably playing golf. 215-592-9494. VP makes her return. You're on WIP. What's up, VP?
Now it's official.
Hi.
What's up, VP?
Yeah, sorry. It's been a crazy summer, but I'm here. I've tried to call in a few times, but you guys are too darn popular. So
not this
that's
week.
That's the way it goes.
we're not popular right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you cannot have a day asking how people feel about Carson Wentz and keep me off the radio.
Of course. So. This was one of the ones I was looking forward to. As you, as the reason that you are the VP is because you're VP of the LTBB Society. So you looking back on the time, I think, is interesting as well. Was there a point when it was falling apart where you were particularly frustrated with him? Like, what was your feeling going through that entire era?
Yes. Okay. Overall, I think of the positive things, and I can talk about that all day. But certainly that offseason, that winter, 2020, I guess, when I heard that he had asked to leave, I was particularly frustrated, hurt, you know, as someone who had stood up for him through the good and the bad and everything else, and knowing how loyal our city is to, especially to the guy that got us to the Super Bowl. He didn't play in it, but you will never convince me that he is not the reason, one of the big reasons that we won the Super Bowl. And, you know, so the loyalty to him, I felt, was so strong, and then to hear that he wanted to leave was really disappointing. Yeah.
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 And then since then, I guess, you know, he's become a bit of a journeyman, right? I mean, he was on Washington, Indy, now on Minnesota. Which team? Kansas City.
Rams, Kansas City.
Yeah, he's been
Rams, Kansas City.
Played on a lot of teams.
Yep.
You know, do you still root for him?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Again, unless he does something pretty horrible, I will always root for him. Him, Nick Foles doesn't play anymore, but when he was still playing, you know, any of the players that I have felt loyalty to when they were here, I wish them well elsewhere, unless they're playing against us, and then, you know, all bets are off. But
yeah, I was going to ask about Sunday. So let's say he suits up against the Vikings. Is there any part of you that is that kind of wants him to get his revenge, win the game? Just a little part of you? Don't you be honest.
No. Zero. Look,
okay.
I hate it when the Eagles lose. I hate that a lot more than I care about Carson Wentz or anybody else doing well. So there is no part of me that wants us to lose. But certainly, it's like having a fantasy player on the opposing team. Your greatest wish is that that player has an awesome game, like you had with the Giants this past weekend.
Scatabo.
Yeah. Your 44 right. jersey on.
No, I wanted the Eagles to win, but if we're going to lose, I don't mind Scatabo getting 3 touchdowns. I'm sorry. We're down neighbors. We're down, you know, down Pearsall. We down Tyreek Hill. We need people to put up points. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But, you know, you want that player to do well, but you hope that the team gets there, you know.
Gets the W, the Eagles get the W,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So I'm not sure which word you're allowed to say on the radio or not. So, right, so I hope that Carson has a good-ish game while they lose.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
we've lost 2 in a row. Yeah, we don't.
We
need
to win.
Yeah, we don't need any more losses.
We
right
need
now.
To win.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And he's. I'll say this: if now Quinion Mitchell was practicing today, I don't know if he was. Yes, yeah, so I saw an Elliott tweet.
Okay.
Landon Dickerson was practicing.
Okay.
Jalen Carter was practicing.
Okay.
Quinion Mitchell. Now he said they were out there, so I don't know if that means
one of those,
limited participant or whatever.
Yeah.
But if
did they have a helmet on?
I don't. We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out. So but the good news for Carson is if Quinion doesn't play, he's certainly going to have an opportunity to throw for some yards on Sunday. So
right. Well, and so before I go, you know, sometime today you guys got to play that Merrill Reese. I missed the first few minutes of the show, so maybe I missed it, but you know, the Merrill Reese against the Washington game in 2017, you know, it goes something like, you know, they got him. Oh, wait, he escaped. They don't got him. You know,
Oh, don't you worry. I'm sure Fritz got some cooked up.
I've only been watching Carson Highland for the last 2 hours. I mean, come on.
Yeah, don't you worry. Something tells me the top five I have something to do with.
Yes. This was my little gift to you.
Thank you.
Everyone to know that I came in today and I said, guys, I think we should talk about Carson Wentz today.
Yeah.
So,
he did.
Yeah. So this was my gift to the entire LTBB. Just as my apology for how I behaved at that time.
No one knew that.
No one knew.
No one publicly knew it.
Well, everybody here knew.
Well, of course, you're putting batteries in everyone's back.
I was not putting batteries in anyone's back.
What's great about that, though, is at least it's a little bit of good remembrance of thinking back to a time, you know, to that season when it was just also new. It was also exciting. And I think this week we need some of those feelings back in our lives.
Yeah.
So
just some good feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, VP.
It's awesome. Well, VP, done. Don't be a stranger.
I'm back now. I'll be around.
Okay. All right. Good stuff.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Yeah. There she is. VP of the LTBB Society.
How about that? Yeah.
So apparently out in Minnesota, both JJ and Carson are getting time this week.
Okay.
But apparently from Jeremy Fowler, his shoulder injury is pretty painful.
But it's the non-throwing shoulder.
It's the left shoulder. Yeah.
They're gonna probably run this down to the end of the week and name JJ the starter.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anything to ruin the return. Good content.
He could go out. He could go out.
Actually, no. I'm not even with you on this. I'm good. I don't need to see Wentz this weekend. I don't need to see Wentz. I need the Eagles to win.
I understand.
And JJ McCarthy stinks.
He does think.
So we got a better chance of getting the W. I don't need Wentz playing hero ball and ruining everything down here.
But imagine a Jalen versus Wentz shootout.
I know that's what you want to go. Yeah, I don't want to go through that.
Oh, I'm not looking at my text from you if that's happening. Yeah. You're going to turn me fully into a Jalen guy again. I was a Jalen guy. You're going to turn me back.
I haven't done anything.
Let JJ play and let JJ stink, and then they'll put Wentz back in next week.
Oh, there you go. So you can avoid all of
yes,
this.
Yes, I can avoid all this.
Yeah.
Man.
What? Can you imagine? It's Monday, and you know the Vikings win 37-28 or something. And I said, Ike, are you sure you don't want to yell victory? I mean, Carson did throw for four tutties.
I would not.
Okay.
I would not. But I would smile inside.
Yes. You can be honest. That's okay. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
We all have our guys.
Gotta find something to be happy about.
Yep. 215-592-9494 on a Wednesday, as we remember the Wentz era. Do you remember the good times or the bad times? You rooting for him? Well, this will be an interesting call with Baldy next. So Brian Baldinger joins us every Wednesday at 4. Baldy was showing, you know, one of his breakdowns online was showing a predictability thing. And I want to get with Baldy on, you know, is this a coaching issue? Is the predictability thing a problem? Can the offensive line, you know, run block for a game? So this will be interesting to talk to Baldy next. Or what? You had something? You're holding it in. That's okay. Brian Baldinger joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.